from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to an Ellie and Taz podcast that's very Foz and Brooke themed.
It sure is. If you love our bookended show on CFM, Foz and Brooke, you'll love this. It's because they're doing a stunt at the moment, which I'm kind of jealous I'm not a part of. They're locking themselves in a boardroom for 24 hours, live streamed on Instagram. I'm currently watching them. They're on our TV. They're just downing food at the moment. Yeah. It's a great life.
To be fair, they had some leftover cheeseburgers before that you and I got the dregs of.
Yeah, we did.
I have felt so ill ever since eating my cheeseburger.
Yeah, but you ate it when it was lukewarm, like room temp.
No, it was cold. It was cold, yeah.
I heated mine up.
Netball will be interesting.
Great. Oh, if it comes up, let me know.
If it comes up at netball,
it'll be a good way to finish the season.
True.
Now, is this the team, I ask every single time, is this the team that you quit?
No.
And then you reapplied and then you quit again.
I quit for a game and then I came back.
Do you know this team name?
This one is the Reds.
Okay.
This is not the one I quit, but I have missed half the games because some of the games are at 6 and I can't get there.
So you're admitting that you missed half this season?
Oh, I missed a third of the season.
Good bus avoiding, because I was going to throw you under a bus there. Because you did say to me earlier this morning, you're like, but I'm gonna skip next season, give it a break.
Yeah.
I was like, you skipped most of this season.
True.
They'll be like, anyway. Oh my gosh, Ellie's here. First time in a month.
Yeah, they haven't done my name
the
yet.
The bench warmer.
All right. Enjoy the podcast. I'll let you know tomorrow whether I throw up tonight.
And it's very about Foz and Brooke. So really, if you like us, you're not going to like
this. Yeah. Oh, there's some Christmas gear in there, maybe.
Yeah, it's all right.
Enjoy. Okay. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazzy is currently in the boardroom where our big breakfast show, Foz and Brooke, have been locked since 9 a.m. They're doing 24 hours in there. They're not allowed to leave. They're not allowed their phones. They're only allowed what is provided to them by winning challenges. Tazzy, can you hear me?
Sure can. Can you hear me, Chaney?
I can. All right, I'm coming in there with you. Hold tight. Hold
beautiful. Okay, Ellie is on her way through the studio at the moment. Guys, how many hours are we in at the moment?
Great question, Tazzy. We are... seven. No, six. Six, sorry. It's all blending into one, Tazzy.
You're already fighting. Whose idea was this? And why did you guys accept? Was it Big Boss Benny?
Yeah, Big Boss Benny. Yeah. You know what he's like. He gets an idea and he's like, you got to go with it.
No, I think he's taking advantage of us being yes people. Like, I think there's a lot that we'll just say yes to everything. It's really distracting with Mariah Carey in my ears, by the way.
Well, we've been told to give you challenges.
Okay.
So we've got a little thing that we've brought in.
Thank you, Ellie.
Here we go. Ellie, tell everybody what have you got in your hands?
Okay, so in my hands, I'm carrying a lock box. Inside is a stink bomb, okay? Something in there that is going to absolutely stink out this room, terrorise you both so bad.
Stink out so bad. There may have been some all-staff emails along the same sort of vein about it in the last couple of weeks.
Prawns?
Yeah.
So it is going to remain in here. We are going to unlock the lockbox and let the bomb go off if you don't complete the challenge we're about to set you in the next hour.
So you have an hour. Foz and Brooke, we want a song and dance about our show at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So you've got 45 minutes.
Okay, song and dance.
There needs to be definitely a routine. Like, there definitely needs to be some movements, doesn't
it? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, choreographed.
And it has to go for a decent amount of time. Can be a rap if you want it to be a rap. Yeah,
you've brought in some paper and
pen. I brought in some paper and pen. I mean, I left the pen in the studio, but here you go. You can have the paper. I'll bring you the pen back.
Write down lyrics.
You've got whiteboard markers.
Can you find out if I can lose the headphones with Mariah Carey, all I want for Christmas is you, because I won't be able to focus on anything else.
I Brooks had them for 5 minutes. I had them for 50. So.
All right, so 45 minutes. Song and dance about our show. If we're not happy, we're going to release the bomb. That is going to stink out the room for the remainder of the next 18 hours of your lock-in. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready to go, Tazzy.
All right, let's do it, guys. This is CFM.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
CFM.
Hit the lever.
Hey.
Pull the lever.
Our favourite game,
Bandle. So there's a mystery song every single day for us to guess, a new song. Today we're going back to the 70s.
Ugh.
Not our wheelhouse at all. So, Sunny Coast, if you remember the 70s and you're not like Ellie and I, we were born in the 90s, that's our fault though. That's on us, really.
Oh, I'd argue that it was on my parents.
Well, fair. They were very involved. But if you love the 70s music, we're going to need your help this afternoon. 545-11919 when you think you know what this song is.
All righty, here we go. Layer number one. Sounds very 70s.
Oh, lots going on.
I reckon okay. I could play that on the bass.
And we've got a $50 voucher to Nambour Cinemas up for grabs as well. They've got tickets from $10 or VIP recliners $15. So if you know what that song is, 545-11919, hit us with another layer. Coast, don't let that stop ya. How do you have it?
Because I sang this song in the Year 7 Talent Quest.
Okay, that doesn't help us at all. 545-11919. If you think you know what it is, let's go to the phones now. Is this Adam?
Hey, mate, how you going?
Hey, Adam. You reckon you know the answer to this one?
No, I just wanted to know what's for dinner. My wife's listening.
Oh. What do you mean your wife's listening? Oh, we got a prankster. We've got a prankster on the phone.
Adam.
Good gear, Adam.
Put the exclamation mark next to his name. Oh, never pick him up again.
Leave the jokes to us, please, Adam. All right, I got excited that you might know what the answer to the song is.
I mean, our jokes aren't much better, to be fair.
Yeah, that is very fair. Hello, who's this?
It's Cordell.
Hello, Cordell. You reckon you know the answer to this song?
Yeah, is it Mamma Mia?
By
ABBA.
Hey! Mamma Mia,
here I go again. Well done. Hey, that scored you. Cordell, $50 to spend at the new Nambour Cinemas. Tickets from $10, VIP recliners $15. That voucher's coming your way, my friend.
Sweet as. Thanks, guys.
No worries at all. Can you picture a young Ellie Chaney singing that to a crowd of people?
Can you maybe relive it for us for a little bit?
I've been cheated by you since I don't know when.
Okay. I regret it.
I wore a polka dotted skirt.
I regret asking.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Ellie and I live from the boardroom this afternoon.
We have entered the blackout challenge. Foz and Brooke have been stuck in this room since 9 a.m. and they're going to be stuck here until 5 a.m. tomorrow.
It doesn't smell great,
guys.
Come down here, big breakfast, Foz and Brooke. Hello, legend.
It's going to smell even worse if we don't pass this challenge because then that bomb's going to go off.
Where is that bomb? The bomb's up on the table. So it's the smell bomb. That will be released if we're not impressed with your performance. What if we asked from them for this afternoon?
We've said you've had an hour to create a song and dance about our show, okay? If it's not good enough, we release the seafood bomb. And it is going to stank out this place and you're going to probably die over the next, 15 hours or whatever you've got left in here.
We do have a reward, though. If you do impress us, we will take away the bad smell and we get to bring back the contraband that they have taken from you.
Oh, yes.
So you actually put stuff in the ceiling of the boardroom days ago.
No, I snuck in this morning before the show and I put shapes, Doritos, pods, raspberry twists and a toiletry bag up there.
You can get all of that stuff.
Confectionery aisles up there in the supermarket.
You get all of it back if we love your performance. Hopefully. Is there a title with this? Is there some sort of thing we should be looking for?
It's Christmas themed. I mean, we've had Mariah Carey in our head for 2 hours. It couldn't get out, so we thought we'd do it to Mariah Carey.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's a parody.
Love it.
Look, it's worked for Mariah all these years, so I'm sure it'll work for you guys too. All right, I'm ready to sit back and enjoy this show. Tune in on the live stream if you do have access to it right now, cfm.radio on Instagram or Facebook. You can watch the dance as well. All right, guys.
Take it away.
When you're ready.
Yeah.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
Louder, guys.
Care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you will ever know.
Here we go. This is where we come in. Okay.
All I want for Christmas
The tension.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, the dance moves have started. Here we go.
Have you heard about our drive show? They are on from 3 till 6.
She hates charity. Does not wake up before 3. The other half's name is Tazzy. Just become single and free.
Jim, if you're young or old.
Results, he's still number one to me.
Oh.
All right, well.
I mean, they nailed the fact that you don't like charity.
I mean,
nailed
I love
that.
Charity. Look, I'm not going to lie. They lost me in the first few minutes where
bad.
They were just singing along to Mariah very poorly.
Come down here, guys. What do you think? Do you think that's good enough to avoid us releasing some smelly prawns in this room?
I hope so.
I mean...
I'm just looking at the live
I feel like it's the effort.
They're too busy watching themselves back on the delayed feed.
We did. The effort we put in, we did not stop for an hour.
Yeah,
to be fair, we were listening in. We let the Sunshine Coast know. Like, we would just occasionally put the mics up on you guys, and it was lyrics
I
being worked
like
out.
I feel like the product is like if you went to a concert and someone mimed it and you weren't just happy about it, you know?
If we went to a grade one performance, I feel, this afternoon.
Look, I think it's a fail for the song. But it's a pass for the dance.
Yeah, I think the dance passes them over the line. Can we get a round of applause? Give them their contraband back. Let's take away the smell bomb.
Oh, we'll go let the smell bomb off in the sales department. How about that?
Yeah. We'll take it away.
Good job.
Well done.
91.9 CFM.
What's the most overrated thing about Christmas?
Yeah, would you call yourself a Grinch?
No, I love Christmas. But there's some parts of it.
What's it called again?
Yeah, hang on. Let me look down at my notes that I've written. What's the most overrated thing about Christmas? Christmas can be great, but there's this one thing that you just don't quite get around. Mm-hmm. For me, candy canes.
What do you mean? How can you?
Candy canes are terrible.
What, in taste or in look? Or
taste. Look, very iconic. They do win points for look. However, take that. Catch that.
I have not had a candy cane since primary school, I reckon.
Well, that's why you're going to have one right now while I rant about the candy cane.
Okay. I'll give you my thoughts. Are they minty or sweet? I can't even remember.
Oh, come on.
No, I genuinely haven't had one in 20 years,
Pop it in your gob and tell us.
Oh, don't say pop it in your gob again. Jeez. Okay.
Okay, welcome to your first... Don't crunch it.
Oh, it is minty.
Yeah, it's minty.
Oh, my goodness, this takes me back.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're not terrible.
They're hard, they're a tooth breaker, and there's terrible flavour. Mint is a terrible flavour. And people go, oh, it's Christmas. No one actually wants them. There's always bowls of them everywhere that no one's really taken from. We try and give them to kids, and kids are like, well, this is all right. I mean, I guess it's better than nothing.
No, because it's hard and chewy.
No.
Two of the best things when having a sweet...
How do you get hard and chewy?
Sweet treat. It's sticking in my teeth right now.
It's no good. It's the most overrated part about Christmas. So 545-11919, tickets to the movies up for grabs if you want to take the kids to Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
It really does stay in your mouth.
Yeah, see, here we go.
She's
coming around.
It's not quite a broadcasting treat.
It's no good. Candy cane's most overrated part about Christmas. What's it for you, Sunny Coast? Have a rant. Let us know and you could be winning tickets to the movies.
Dylan in Pereira, tell us, what do you think is the most overrated thing about Christmas?
Oh, well, apart from candy canes, it'd have to be the fruitcake that everyone goes on about. It's horrible.
That's true.
Is.
The one that comes in, like, wrapping paper and you can just have it for 6 years and it doesn't
that's
go
right.
off.
Yeah, and you could throw it at a wall and put a big hole in it that then.
There's
nothing
good to eat with it too. Like, I'm piling on like custard or ice cream or something just to try and make it taste okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter what you mix it with. It's still horrible. So.
I don't mind a little caramel sauce with it. A little caramel drizzle.
No, you forget how bad it tastes and how dry they are.
I mean, I prefer just a normal pudding, but there you go.
That's all right. Pudding's all right, not the cake, but.
Love it. Just saying.
Okay, I've got a controversial one.
Okay.
Overrated.
Yes.
Christmas ham. I hate it. I can't eat it. I like shaved ham. Give me a ham and cheese toast
any
day.
Well, you can just shave the Christmas ham.
No, it's still too thick and strong.
Okay.
Like, you can really taste
the Christmas.
The
okay. Well, you were given a Christmas ham as your Christmas bonus this year.
Yeah.
So are you throwing that back in there?
Yeah, I don't want that. No. And don't get me started on the glazing on the Christmas ham as well. Like,
no,
don't
I'd
try
like
and,
to.
That is quite literally dressing up a pig.
It's... Okay. I think it's special.
All right, fair
You
enough.
Got it for free this year.
Yeah.
Your Christmas ham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll re-gift it. It's fine.
No.
Let's go to the phones.
I'll take yours.
Yeah, no, I'm
Thank
not giving
you very
it to
much. You. 545-11919. We're talking overrated Christmas items this afternoon for tickets to Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Kelly is in Woombai. Kelly, what is it that you think's overrated?
I'm going to have to go with the other one and say the fruitcake as well.
Yep. It is a...
Nothing worse.
Dense treat, isn't it?
Sure is.
When was the last time you had a decent fruit cake, Kelly?
Never, because I don't like them.
Fair. I would have been about six, and yeah, it wasn't a decent one. It would have been a decent serving, I just didn't get through it.
Yeah, what about...
yeah, my partner likes it, but I can't stand it.
Also, name any of the fruits in the cake. They're weird gelaty, like gelatin-looking things.
You're right, there's a
weird... Yeah, isn't there like a cherry and sultanas and stuff too?
Oh.
Yeah, cherry's not got a place in a cake.
There's stuff in the fruit cake that isn't a fruit. Like, I don't know what it is.
Conspiracy. Fruitcake conspiracy.
Do we work out what the fruit is in fruitcake?
Sure.
Some of them do not taste
It would
like
require
fruit.
Many taste tests
no,
of
thanks.
Said fruitcake.
No, thanks. We'll let the opposition radio stations do that. Thank you very much. Kelly, thank you so much. Hey, we're going to give you Sonic the Hedgehog 3 tickets as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
No worries at all. We'll go to Tammy in Baringa. Tammy, what is it that you think's overrated about
go.
Christmas?
Eggnog. And no one seems to buy it either. Like, I work in IGA and... I will say I hate Christmas cake and mince pies and all that sort of stuff, but they are so popular. People buy them every day, every day.
My parents, my parents, I think, single-handedly buy half the Sunshine Coast's fruit cake.
Is
Not
that
fruit
right?
cake, fruit mince pies.
Oh.
They love them.
They love them. I don't get it.
I agree with you about the eggnog, Tammy. We had some at the office here the other day, and it looked like, I'm sorry to say, it looked like pus that would come out of a pimple. Like, it was the same colour.
It smells very similar to that as well. We had people
good.
Like going, oh, I've been given this. Do you want it? I was like, no,
absolutely
I don't want
not.
It. They couldn't even give it away.
No, absolutely not. All right. Thanks, Tammy. There you go. You're not the only Grinch on the Sunshine Coast.
I'm so glad. There's a list. There's seriously, you don't like Christmas ham.
Yeah.
Lot of hate for the fruitcake.
Yeah.
And candy canes are terrible.
Candy
Honestly.
Canes are okay. I stand by that.
See you this time next year.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
CFM, Ellie and Taz live from the boardroom this afternoon, live on Instagram as well, cfm.radio.
Yeah, well, it's not you and I who are meaning to go live. It's our big breakfast show, Foz and Brooke. They're doing the blackout challenge, 24 hours locked in a room together with no access to the outside world except for a live stream.
Yeah, and they are handcuffed together at the moment. We've got some zip ties around them. Step together. Come on, come on, come on in.
Hello, Tazzy.
Hello. The BO's not too bad from you guys.
No. It's not that. It's just that I've only had 10 minutes sleep since 3 a.m, Tazzy. Oh. You're getting tired.
Fozzie is arguably the most positive person I've ever met.
True.
And I just see him starting to twitch a little bit. Like, he will crack at some point tonight, and it will be on the Instagram Live.
Oh, yeah. I was close with Mariah Carey. Listened to her for an hour. I'll tell you what. That was tough work.
Brookie, you seem to have perked up a bit. I feel like we lost you very early in the challenge, but you seem to be back.
Well, this is because, yes, this is what happens every day because we wake up so early. I go home and I nap instantly. So that was instinct was to nap earlier on.
Okay.
And I did probably get half an hour, I reckon. So I've perked back up. But every time I eat so much that I then get tired again.
Yeah, that's fair.
Fair.
So it's just like this. It's just a roller coaster for me right now.
It's up and down. And one of you's up. And the other's down. You've just got to get through that for the next 12 hours.
Yep.
We're bringing another challenge to you.
Now?
We thought that we would give you a challenge with no real time limit, apart from just when you get done with this room. So if you get bored tonight, we're going to give you a boredom buster.
Okay, I love this. Okay, thank you. I was actually asking about that. I'm like, what are we going to do?
Okay.
We're giving you something to do. So Illy and I, we've got Christmas cards this year, right? We're sending out a whole heap of Christmas cards to the Sunny Coast. And we've got AI to make the front cover of the Christmas card.
We did.
We wrote a little bit of the note inside. But then when they arrived, because we got them printed, when they arrived, they came flat and not in an envelope, not addressed, nothing. So we thought we'd just hand you all of our Christmas cards in envelopes.
Yep.
Yep. Could you just address them all for us and lick all the envelopes, etc., before we get back to
Could I make a deal with you?
No.
If we do this.
Your hand.
Can I get a card?
Yeah, we'll spare one for you. We've done a limited.
Well, you can write your own one. You can write two Foz in one of the cards.
Deal. All right.
They're a limited run, so there's only 100 in here that you'll have to address. We'll give you the addresses. We've also got individualised premonitions for each of the recipients.
Mm.
We've printed these off. You're going to need to chop them up and pop them inside as well.
Well, the best...
Bit of scissors.
Scissoring? Were you going to say scissoring? A little bit of scissoring for this afternoon. Instagram will get a bit saucy.
I was looking at me deep in my eyes when I said that.
Let me show you my favourite part of the Christmas card, right? So there's the front of the Christmas card. It's AI. There's the message on the inside. Uh-huh. If you turn to the back, can you read that out?
Envelopes licked by Foz and Brooke on behalf of the Ellian Taz.
Is this a power move from you guys? Is this a
power So move? We knew this was coming a week ago. We went, great. Well, so you guys feature on our Christmas cards.
Oh, wow. I love this.
Taz, what happened to you in this?
Yeah. Oh, I let myself go a little bit. That's AI Fat Santa.
Look at me, I look like a smoke show.
You look hot,
Ellie.
Santa. Yeah.
Hotter than normal.
Santa never looks better. Honestly, should I grow a beard?
Maybe. Is it possible?
I think so.
Let's get out of here. I feel like we're talking about ourselves a lot. Hand the bag over to Foz and Brooke. Yeah, we got a list. And so, Sunny Coast, when you get an Ellie and Taz Christmas card in the mail, you'll know that it has been licked by Foz and Brooke.
You know a guy once died licking too many envelopes? Do you know this, Taz?
Well, you'd be dying for a good cause.
Gil, HR, please.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
An email from an employer has gone viral.
Yes.
And when I tell you about it, I mean... Look, there's dealing with stress and there's dealing with bad employees and there's dealing with workplace well-being.
Totally.
I don't know if this company's going about it in the right way.
Okay.
So... Well,
it's all very laid out. You know, HRs around the country know how they're supposed to handle their staff and everything.
You'd think.
Well, apparently.
You would think. I mean, that's not a slur on our business because our HR, top notch.
That's right.
We love you.
She also pays us, which is nice.
Yeah. A company called Yes Madam is, they've made the news because they conducted a survey that they said was random and it was a well-being survey.
Yep.
And so all the employees have filled out this thing thinking that they were anonymous and it was random.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically asking them, are you stressed in your workplace?
Yeah.
The email that has gone out to follow up has said, recently we conducted a survey to understand your feelings about stresses at work. Many of you shared your concerns, which we deeply value and respect. As a company committed to fostering a healthy and supportive work environment, we've carefully considered the feedback, and to ensure no one remains stressed at work, we've made the difficult decision to part ways with employees who indicated significant stress.
Hang on a second. Have they really gone through, surveyed their staff, the staff then have said, yes, I'm stressed, and they go, great, well, you can leave.
Yeah, we'll fire you then. Not our problem. Sorry you're feeling stressed. Go be more stressed by not having a job.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't have a business degree, nor do I have any management experience.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the right way to go about things.
No.
Imagine you go to your boss, hey, I'm feeling a bit stressed.
Oh,
all right,
no.
Get out of here.
See ya.
We don't need that negative energy bringing us down.
Imagine if they got rid of the work, like the opposite. I'm thinking they got rid of the most stressed. Imagine if they got rid of the most calm. And they go, well, they're not doing enough.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're not stressed enough, right? Well, you can go, oh, you're relaxed at work. See ya. You're not working hard enough. We're going to replace you with people that'll be more stressed at work.
Right. I cannot wait. In this day and age that we live in with, you know, workplace bullying and stuff being so front and center.
Yes.
Cannot wait to see how this plays out. This is...
Do we know how many people they let go?
I feel like I saw 100. 100 other people have been fired.
I love how they're like, we've made the difficult decision.
Yeah.
Like it was difficult on them.
I know. Anyway, so if you're an employer, maybe don't do this, okay?
Imagine if they did that in this building.
Well, Foz and Brooke right now, I'd be pretty stressed in there.
They'd be very stressed.
Challenge.
Yeah, the live video's on Instagram, cfm.radio. Big Boss Benny would have no worries.
Oh, no, he'd be fine.
He's so calm. I've never seen him stressed. I've never actually seen him do any work.
That's why he's never stressed.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz. Never give